Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Patrick Deronio, and we want to welcome you to KJN, Patrick.
Well, thanks, Alana. I appreciate it.
You know, I know some people have been hearing your voice in the afternoon,
yes.
And they go, well, who is this guy? So we're going to kind of find that out. How many days have you been here now, Patrick?
Oh, it's been a month,
actually.
A month? Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure some days that seems like a long time, and on the other hand, you just moved here.
Right, yeah.
It's time is sort of a thing in perspective, too. So, Patrick, we want people to get acquainted with you, and I just want to start at the beginning. You know, what did you do as a kid? Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm a Michigan native, so we call ourselves Michiganders out there, and born and raised in Metro Detroit in the suburbs in a city called Rochester Hills, about 30 minutes north of Detroit, and grew up there my whole life, went to school. I actually lived out in Pennsylvania for a couple of years near the Pittsburgh area while my dad was going out to school, and we came back when I was in first grade and did my K through, you know, pretty much first grade through 12 there. And
you're an urban kid.
Urban kid, exactly, yeah. Suburban, urban, whatever you want to call it. It was a different lifestyle out there than here, definitely. But, you know, I love it out here, and Michigan's a great state as well. And
we keep hearing those ads, you know, that how beautiful Michigan is.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have those great lakes. And actually, a fun fact about Michigan, we have the number one most registered boats out of any state, beating out Florida and all those.
And Minnesota, Minnesota has the most lakes.
Right, Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes, how they say. So, Michigan, we just have our boats, and we love going boating on the Great Lakes or inland lakes in the summer. And, you know, people have cottages up there in up northern Michigan and pine trees, and it's just a nice scenery.
If you were going to recommend somebody to visit Michigan, they're just going on a vacation, what's the spot you would pick first?
I would say the west side of the state. Where I'm from, Detroit, that's obviously the eastern portion, but Grand Rapids, Holland, Michigan, that's another good town. All those beaches along Lake Michigan, it's a really good resort place to go in the summer. And, you know, when we have our weather and it's nice out there, that makes it perfect.
So. Check it out. So is the weather much different than here?
It's humid.
A little north.
Yeah, it's a little more north. Detroit's in southern Michigan, but, you know, we have probably highs in, you know, the 80s or so in the summer. But it's pretty similar with humidity and rain we get, and a little more cloudy out there. So I love the sunshine. And,
we've had off and on. Usually, Patrick, we've had a little more sun than we've had this year, so you'll be seeing more of it. So, so that's kind of through high school. But when you were in high school, grade school, what were some of your favorite things to do?
Tennis, definitely. I've been a tennis player my whole life, started since I was 8 years old, and I was a little boy there, and, you know, I played all through high school. I actually made the varsity squad as a freshman, and we had a really good tennis team. We went to states my senior years, which is something I was pretty proud of, and also a soccer player as well. Mm-hmm. I played a year in high school, and then always been a runner, but never did it competitively, just something for fun and to keep in shape.
Yeah. Well, have you visited the tennis courts in Atlantic yet?
I have, yeah. I've played some tennis, and they're very nice. I like how they have the lights on, and you can turn them on at night. And, we don't have that at most of the high schools in Michigan.
You're fortunate because those tennis courts have just been redone, and, you know, so they were kind of not very good shape. So good thing there for you. Any special place you run now? Have you found any favorite places in the Atlantic area to run?
You know, I like the country roads the best. And, you know, people stereotype Iowa as being this flat land, you know, if you've never been out here. But that's Nebraska, where the flat land is. I mean, Iowa's got these rolling hills and these beautiful pastures. And it's a great place to enjoy the scenery, and especially during the summer.
Good. Yeah, and especially southwest Iowa. Go to northern Iowa, it's a little flatter. But where you are here, hill after hill. And Ragbri people can tell you about the hills in Iowa.
Yes, I've heard about Ragbri. Yeah. That's a huge event, so
yes.
I'll have to get in on that.
Find out
one
more
year.
About that. Yes, you bet. So, so we got you kind of through high school. What's next?
Well, I attended college at a school called Eastern Michigan University, and it's in a city with a funny name, Ypsilanti, Michigan. What? So mm-hmm. It's located about 6 miles east of Ann Arbor, and that's where the University of Michigan is, one of the bigger schools we have out there. So it was only about an hour from home, and I thought it was a good choice for me, and I majored in electronic media and film, was my official major, and also I have a marketing minor in business.
Sounds like a good combination.
Definitely,
yes.
Yeah, so.
And are you, I'm thinking since you're in that creative field, do you have any writing? Do you want to do a novel, anything related to that? Do you want to do videos?
I was always interested in actually history. I wanted to be a history teacher before I went into electronic media and something in the broadcasting field. So, you know, I like writing about history and reading on it about it, and especially European history. You know, Western civilization mm-hmm. was always something that mm-hmm. interested me. And so writing novels, I mean, it's always a possibility. So I'll keep an open mind.
A little
about
more
it.
Life experience than you can add to that.
Right.
So have you visited any European countries?
Yes, I've actually been to London and then northern France, Le Havre and Paris as well.
Is that on vacation or exchange? Or
It was a 11-day trip for a business marketing class, and we visited several hotels where we learned about, you know, how they do their business, and you know, very nice hotels, by the way. And just, it was a great experience. It was more like a vacation, though, to be honest. We got to do a lot of sightseeing. You know, went up in the London Eye and Big Ben. We saw that.
What a great way to get credit.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we got credit for it. And, you know, helped me graduate. So.
Yes. And anything, now you mentioned Big Ben, you mentioned hotels. Anything else that stood out to you in London and the area?
I just love the architecture. And what I learned out there is, you know, during World War II, they had to do a lot of remodeling because London was bombed by the Germans. So they did a great job, you know, remodeling it and still keeping that historic perspective to it. So that's something that really impressed me. And just, you know, the accents are always interesting to hear, and, you know, just talking to the people from different countries.
Mm-hmm. And in France, now when I think of France, the first thing I think of is wine. Did you see any wineries or visit any wineries?
Yes, we actually went to a winery just outside of Paris. And, you know, everything's all fresh and natural. I love it. We had a lot of red wine. I'm a red wine drinker, so we had a lot of red wine. And also cheese, straight from, you know, goat cheese and, you know, cow cheese, and straight from the pastures and, you know, in the valleys and stuff. So that was a really good experience and delicious as well.
Yes. Any country that you particularly want to visit now, you know, as you work and you're going to get some money and, you know, right. plan it. Where's your next trip going to be to?
I would say Italy. Milan and Rome are the next two cities that I definitely want to visit. So I'm Italian. My last name's Dironio. Uh-huh. So can't get more Italian than that. Actually, I have two grandparents who were born and raised there. And
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go visit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I definitely recommend the Tuscany area.
Tuscany is beautiful,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the favorite area for a lot of folks. So, Patrick, now we've sort of talked about that part of your life. And then, of course, you got out of school and you had to go to work.
Yep.
I'm assuming.
Yes. Graduated April 2014, so pretty recent. It's been a little over a year now. And, you know, I was fortunate enough, 2 months after I graduated, I got a job for a TV station, KHAS, out in Hastings, Nebraska. I wanted to do field reporting out there. And I did that for about 2 months. And, you know, I found out that it was something that maybe, you know, I thought it was right for me. But as I did it, I discovered that, you know, maybe this isn't. So I always loved something in broadcasting, and I had a passion for music and news. I still wanted to keep my news passion. So I figured radio was, you know,
another alternative.
And another alternative. So I, you know, contacted a couple program directors, and I was hired at a radio station shortly after, about a month, and started working out in Lexington, Nebraska, at a station called KRVN, and they were actually a rural radio network, so a lot of farming
kind
and agriculture.
Kind of got you into that rural kind of feeling here, right?
Yes.
Getting ready to come to Atlantic, I think.
Yeah, so I have some experience in the Midwest and Great Plains now, and I worked out in Lexington at KRVN for 11 months, and then I found KJAN, and I liked everything about the station and their mission, so it's a great place to work so far.
And I heard you kind of checked out Atlantic before you came. What kind of said to you, Atlantic's an okay place to live?
Oh, just the people were so friendly and kind. And, you know, like I said before, the scenery of Iowa is something that I just loved, you know, the rolling hills instead. I was used to seeing all this flat land, and it kind of get boring, to be honest. And, you know, just the proximity to also larger cities and metro areas that I'm used to, like Omaha, just an hour away, mm-hmm. and Des Moines. Mm-hmm. Visited that city already. It's a great one.
Good. So. Well, we're really happy to have you at KJN in the Atlantic area, and I know that you'll get more acquainted with all the surrounding area. And again, thank you for coming to KJN. We appreciate that. Patrick DeRonio, the newest staff member at KJAN. Until next time, here's a thought. You only live once, and if you work it right, once is enough.